Welcome to the MadTech Podcast special from ExchangeWire, a weekly deep dive into a pressing industry issue.
Hello and welcome to this MadTech Podcast special. I'm Amy, editor at ExchangeWire, and I'm joined today by Andy Morley, who is Chief Revenue Officer at The Independent. Thanks for joining me today, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. This is going to be the highlight of my day, Amy, because the rest of it is just boring internal meetings talking about revenue. So this is going to be a joy. Really looking forward to it.
Wow, great. Well, likewise, mine too. It's great to have you here. So today we're going to be discussing the launch of The Independent's new content studio, which was first announced at Advertising Week Europe last month. So to get us started, I want to ask, what's the importance of engagement in today's landscape?
Well, engagement is absolutely everything for any premium publisher, but in particular, big scale publishers like news brands like ourselves. For many years, we've benefited from huge referral audiences via the platforms. But AI means that referrer traffic will significantly diminish over time. AI search, when I'm referencing there. So that's a challenge for the business at a macro level. But in many ways, you have to have engagement if you're a premium publisher, because the performance metrics that you're going to be measured on by your advertisers can only be delivered if your audience is spending time with your brand. Now, we feel like we're uniquely positioned. We have good engagement already, but we're uniquely positioned to improve on that, fundamentally because of trust. As we're very proud of being called The Independent, that translates through to very, very strong metrics against trust. In fact, we didn't know it was in the field until it got published, but YouGov did a wide-ranging UK survey last year, and The Independent scored highest for trust on YouGov versus all our quality competitors in the UK. So we're very, very proud of that. But it's also critically important, because that connection for the brand with our audience via trust is where the power comes from. And that power is obviously editorial, but it can also be commercial too. So what's the importance of engagement? Well, it's absolutely everything for us right now.
Yeah, engagement is so important. And the importance of trust as well. It's very, very important as well, with growing misinformation nowadays. Audiences want definitely a publication that they can trust.
That's absolutely right. Yeah.
Now, moving on to the content studio, can you walk us through the strategic vision behind the move?
Well, probably worth just reiterating what we discussed at Adweek, actually. And I guess that the kind of boilerplate for Independent Studio is that the studio exists where The Independent's journalism and content comes to life in talent-led media, original video formats, podcasts, newsletters, and experiential. And that might sound like quite a lot of marketing spiel, but actually the heart of it is how we've evolved in the last couple of years, and in particular, a key moment for our development of our business was when 12 months ago, we signed a deal with BuzzFeed Inc. in the States to effectively take on a multi-year license agreement with the UK and Ireland versions of BuzzFeed and their sister brands, Tasty, HuffPost, and Seasoned. And we did that deal because we felt that there was a huge amount of synergy in terms of the brand values of the businesses, but also it was going to be a great learning opportunity for us, because predominantly our business is on platform, and those businesses are very social. They're largely off platform. So we felt like we'd be able to learn a lot and add some value within that partnership. And what we came to understand really quite clearly was the value of talent-led verticals, because that's what BuzzFeed and Tasty are effectively. And it really, that learning process for us about how talent and how creators operate in that social space has been an invaluable part of the relationship that we've got. And it really kind of helped us develop the ideas that we have around studio. And when we were thinking about the kind of creation of multi-layered, multi-touch point verticals, we realized that actually we'd been doing it ourselves already. And the best example of that is what we've done in the space of travel. So we obviously already have an award-winning editorial section, but in terms of replicating that as a kind of model for how we're going to develop verticals within the studio setting, it sits at the top with talent. Clearly, Simon Calder is the voice and face of British travel. Annabelle Grossman, who's an amazing broadcaster as well as writer, sits alongside him as our publisher and managing director of travel. So outside of that travel section, we've created a whole bunch of really, really powerful sub-brands. So we've got an award-winning weekly newsletter. It actually goes out twice a week now because there was such a big appetite from it for our audience. We've developed Travel Smart, which is a kind of weekly TV format, which is really sponsorable and has been hugely taken up from demand in the travel market from our advertiser partners. And that exists on site and also on YouTube. And of course, we have the Simon Calder weekly podcast as well. So a whole bunch of different touch points, which just increases the engagement for our audience and just adds value because it's just giving more content in different formats. But it's all of a very high quality and delivered with incredible insight and expertise. So that's really been the template for us. So it's the learnings from BuzzFeed mixed with what we've learned and developed in travel has given us the confidence to really drive hard into this studio model, which is typically going to be led by not just our existing journalists, but investment into a whole range of different influencers and social creators who have got expertise in these particular verticals. So it's really looking outside of the traditional journalism and looking for new ways of communicating with credibility and power to our audience.
Yeah, it's great to hear a bit more about what's been going on behind the scenes there. And now focusing on brands, what unique opportunities does the new content studio offer brands looking to create more authentic content and to deliver more audience-aligned storytelling in a premium editorial environment?
Well, I guess we believe that this is the holy grail for advertisers. Studio enables us to launch editorial products in collaboration with brand partners. This means we have a strong and authentic editorial purpose in the development and execution of partnerships. Therefore, all parties' agendas are satisfied. So our readers are getting more of the content they love. Editorial are enabled to produce richer, more diverse content. And our clients are the enabler of the project, which amplifies their brand objective. So it really is a three-way relationship where every party benefits. A couple of examples for you. I mentioned Travel Smart before. That'd be a very tactical opportunity. We created that effectively because we knew there was demand for a TV series, a regular video series around travel, but it's very, very sponsorable. It's created really with a commercial sponsorship opportunity built into it. So that's quite tactical all the way through to strategic. So we work with a partner called Trading 212, and they came to us with a brief around how they wanted to do some, you know, fairly run-of-the-mill advertorial executions. That was the kind of brief that had gone to market. And when we got to know the guys at Trading 212, realized what a powerful opportunity they've got in this market, we worked with them to develop a whole new approach to money on our section, on our platform. So effectively now, Trading 212 powers our money and finance section. So it's completely integrated. And they've helped us from a commercial point of view, not just by investing, but also shaping some of the content that we've done and helping us attract influencers that are in their network and experts that are in their network and we can obviously put out that distribution. So again, it's working with that commercial partner to have that deep integration that delivers that incredible engagement.
Yeah, no, that's really interesting. And how can publishers leverage this studio's proprietary data and audience insights to shape content strategies for advertisers?
So I guess I'll answer that in two ways. First of all, how do we measure our audience and specifically around engagement? So a bit on the metrics, really. Audience understanding for us is really from very deep, qualitative and quantitative research. We do this stuff very, very regularly. Most recent one we launched and took to market was Modern Progressives, where we were really trying to understand the new kind of political alignments, where perhaps some of the old kind of labels of right and left just didn't seem to make sense for the younger, certainly millennial audience groups and younger. So that was a really kind of a very deep sort of sociological study into our audience and how they think and how they're perceiving the world and the political system that operates in the UK. That's sort of at the kind of very rich deep end. And then all the way through to we do category and audience studies, very much focused on brand health. These are very regular. These happen throughout the year. And of course, because we have a subscription business and a premium offer for logged in users, that also gives us not only the opportunity to have direct dialogue with our audience, who are more than happy to speak to us about how they feel about the brand and how they feel about our business, but it also gives us that rich kind of first party data as well, which we can evaluate and monetize accordingly. So that'd be the kind of first part of it. I guess the other part on metrics are we have the benefit being a news organization that we have a system, publishing system called Chartbeat. So all around our office here, you can see exactly what news stories and articles are trending in the moment and which geos they're working most effectively in. So we get a huge amount of real-time data about what is interesting and resonant with our audience. And beyond that, we obsess a lot about page views per user, the dwell times, the scroll depths, the video completion rates. And increasingly now, of course, we're much more interested, or getting much more interested, I should say, in the number of comments, shares and likes, because that's the currency in social. And I guess from a content creative, a content creation perspective, I'd answer that by saying that our job is really to produce new and relevant and most importantly, differentiated content. We know better than anyone what works for our audience and what's going to be interesting and resonant to them because of that direct communication we have with them and because of the deep layers of data that we have. And as I said, the differentiation is key because there's little point in us just launching something that's already available in the market. And I think news brands in particular often are quite rigid in the way that they think about new business opportunities. You know, most quality news brands will kind of look and feel quite samey because they're relatively safe when it comes to innovation, I believe. I think we think very differently at The Independent. I'll give you an example. In the vertical of entertainment, we've invested hugely in music. And we've done that because fundamentally we've got a really lovely music section. It's really, really popular. And off the back of that section, we've built a whole bunch of other products and sub-brands within it. So we've got the Good Vibrations podcast. We've got the Music Box video series. And increasingly, if you go to the festivals over the summer, you'll see a lot of festivals collaborating with The Independent. We've really tried to drive into that market because we know that our audience are engaged. They love festivals and we love to be able to communicate with them experientially. So that's really, really important for us. And then I guess that was purely editorial. That's just giving our audience more of what they like in different formats. But then we can be quite cute commercially as well. Another great example would be what we've done in the space of electric vehicles. we looked around the market when we were thinking about where we could place some bets editorially. And it became really clear to us that there was no one really just very focused on EV. Everyone mentioned it, but no one was really championing it, which is, it's kind of surprising really, given that that is the inevitable future of motoring. So we decided to build an EV channel because we wanted to, because it was the right thing to do for our audience. And coincidentally, we ended up speaking with a longstanding partner of ours, E.ON Next, and they were talking about how they were very interested in looking to support EV because it was innovative, and obviously they're a power company and it runs on electricity. So again, we had a similar sort of creative process with them, and we managed to create a commercially led vertical, which still exists beyond that sponsorship because it's valuable to the audience and it's valuable editorially. So so that's all really quite exciting, actually.
Yeah, that does sound exciting. It's great to be able to bring something new and fresh to the table. And can you tell us a bit more about the studio's creative capabilities?
Yeah, I think we've been quietly building a team of talent and expertise in content creation. Last time I looked, studio's up to 20 people now across the UK and US. Lots and lots of video and audio specialists, specialist journalists in that space, as well as production people. It's all headed up by a guy called Al Brown, who joined us. He used to run Vice TV, so comes with incredible credentials in that space. And you know, the focus of our business is on finding new platforms and formats to deliver powerful and original content. So innovation really is at the core. A good example of that would be we've got a classic football channel as part of our sports vertical, as every other news brand does. What's going to make us slightly differentiated is we've just signed a guy called Adam Cleary, and he runs a video podcast on YouTube called ACFC. And he's now a new voice to a new audience, but very much connects to our wider football content. So you're beginning to see our chief football correspondent, Miguel Delaney, doing kind of podcast work with Adam. And although they're quite, you know, one's a classically trained journalist, the other guy's like just a really incredible anorak for football knowledge and just has just a wealth of knowledge around tactics. So they come from very different traditions, but they interact really, really well. And that kind of bringing two quite disparate audiences together under that football vertical offer now is really quite interesting. We believe it's going to be quite powerful for advertisers going forward. So we're quite excited about that. The other part around capability is AI. So you might have noticed on the same day that we launched Studio, we were on a panel. We were talking about Adweek. We were talking about The Bulletin, which is a new AI-driven news brand in our stable. And that effectively is using AI to help create more content, but using the independent corpus and body of work. So it's all completely unique IP to us, but it's delivering it in a punchier digest format. And we believe that's going to drive a very different audience to the independent main brand. And again, in many ways, I feel quite proud of Bulletin, because I think a lot of publishers, quite rightly, fear AI. They think it's going to kind of put us all out of work, probably. Journalists have a very difficult relationship with the possibilities of AI. You know, we've really leaned in. And actually, off the back of Bulletin, it's created journalist jobs, because we need high-quality sub-editors to manage that business for us that can really handle fast-moving news flow. So that's really exciting for us. And I think AI will also be a feature within Studio, in particular around video production. So we're really quite excited about how that can key into what we're doing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like you said, for journalists, we have to kind of lean into it now and adapt with the changing landscape.
Quite right.
And for advertisers increasingly focused on ROI and performance, how does the studio measure success and ensure branded content delivers both reach and resonance with the right audiences?
Well, I think earlier in the cast we talked about those metrics in engagement. I mean, all of those would stand on how our ROI is delivered. We created our partnerships business about 4 years ago now, Independent Ignite, and Ignite, our commercial content partnerships business, will sit very, I mean, we'll have a symbiotic relationship with Studio. There's going to be a lot of crossover with those two teams. And I think what we'll be doing in terms of ROI for our audience, for our advertiser partners, is exactly what we've put in place 4 years ago with Ignite, which is if anyone invests 150 grand plus, then they'll automatically trigger a free research project. What's slightly different for the way we do it is we allow our advertisers to define which metrics they want to measure us against or their campaign against. Generally, it's, you know, awareness consideration, but it can be leads. It can be other metrics. And then we'll measure the success of the campaign. And our kind of commitment on Ignite, which we will extend to Studio, is effectively that any campaign that underdelivers, then we will say underdelivered by 10%, and we would give back 10% of media value to be used by the advertiser as compensation for that. I'm glad to say, though, after 4 years of trading with Ignite, we've never had to pay back any value because all our campaigns deliver, obviously.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's good to hear a bit more about how that all works. And can you give us any details about any other upcoming launches within the Studio?
I'm going to have to sort of just be a bit coy on that one because we've got a short list of about 8 different projects that fall within the Studio realm. But at the moment, they're not completely agreed. But what I can tell you, Amy, is if you invite me back in a couple of months' time, I'd be glad to run you through all of those and your audience too.
Great. Yeah, we'll have to set that up then so everyone can hear about it. Yeah. Well, I think that wraps up everything for today's discussion. Thanks so much for joining me, Andy. It's great to have you on the podcast.
Absolute pleasure. And say hi to all the gang Exchange Wire for me.
I will do. Yeah, thank you. And thanks to all our listeners. That was today's Mad Tech Podcast special.
Thanks for tuning in to this Mad Tech Podcast special. We'll be back to discuss another hot industry topic soon.